Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall day, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Hey, I got a Christmas song I wrote.
All right, let's hear Christmas song.
I wrote a new Christmas song for everybody. Friday, everybody. Yeah! We're going to rock it out. Yeah! Jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle hot balls. Jingle all the way. Down an alleyway. It's so cool to hang down the alleyway on Christmas Day in a dumpster, in a dumpster. Yeah, got cookies and vodka. That's all I say. Love you, Philly Pop. Boston strong hands, actually, I love you all. Talk to me with 95 Blues.
Okay.
Hey, I got a Christmas song I wrote. Yeah, we're gonna rock it out. Jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle hot balls. In a dumpster, in a dumpster, oh yeah! Jingle hot balls!
Hey, good morning, everybody! Good morning! We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We're in the Town Fair Tire studios. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub. You can get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app at all your app stores. And you can listen to the show live there. You can listen to the podcast, all those things. Joe Murray is in today. Rich is out for the year. He will be back on January 4th. Perhaps he can make it all the way around Nantucket Island.
Walking, right? That was his thing?
Yes.
He has to walk around the island?
You walk, and then you stop. And then the next time you drive a car out to where you walked, you get out of the car, you walk further, and so on and so forth until eventually you've made it around the island. Not in one go. But how far around is Nantucket Island? I don't know.
Well, if you have to do it in shifts, and there is more than two shifts, I mean, I never thought of Nantucket as a particularly large island. Martha's Vineyard's bigger, right?
Oh, Martha's Vineyard's got to be way bigger. I mean, Martha's Vineyard's got places where you can't get alcohol.
That's true.
They have that whole dry area.
At Vineyard Haven, right?
Yeah, where no one is. There's only, and you'll go to get a sandwich, but it will be some like hippie vegetarian place smells.
Right.
Yeah, I went one time in my greatest trip of my life where my mother or my sister-in-law went. She was staying in Vineyard Haven we went to get her, and there was a sandwich shop, and we were like, ooh, there's a sandwich shop. And then you went in there, and it was like, ugh.
Was that the one hippies. Where she like had a Tinder date and the guy like walked out of the room the following morning?
Yes, we told this story before on the air. Yes, had a Tinder date one time, and the guy ended up staying over at the house, and he didn't get up until like 9:30 in the morning, and so everyone was out, you know, doing mm-hmm. their business. Mm-hmm. And to that, I would say to the guy who lived on Martha's Vineyard, why did you not leave? Like, what compelled you to stay? under what circumstances would you know that someone was staying with her parents and her family? And would you want, and little kids and everything, why would you want to stay? Why wouldn't you leave? You had your automobile. You had everything there. You'd obviously had sobered up to a certain amount. I would have walked. I would have swam back to wherever I had to go.
What's the percentage of Tinder date sleepovers? Usually it's just you get your business done and you leave, right?
Well, I've always...
I don't know, man.
Is that right?
I don't know. Like, there are some people that like to, like, you know... Some people aren't just a one and done, John.
What are the percentages here we're dealing with?
Well, I think they're better than college athletes. I don't think it is. I think some people like to see how they are the next morning. Like, do they want to get coffee together? I don't know.
Really?
There might be.
I was under the impression, you know, it's like, okay, I want it, you want it, let's do it, and then we're done.
Yeah, but dating nowadays, I haven't dated in years.
None of us have.
but from what I gather, it's tough out there.
Okay.
You get these clingers sometimes.
Oh, stage one.
You know?
Yeah, you've been watching Jersey Shore, stage four. See, clinger.
You've seen it.
Uh-huh.
You know what it's about. These girls come over and they're like, oh, man. Trust me, everybody who gets with one of those dudes, whether it's Pauly D or Vinny, now they walk them out. They walk them out.
Yes.
But there's been a few times where they stay.
I always just assume that if you were fortunate enough to get with Pauly D or Vinny, you didn't want to let go. I just thought it was more of a Pauly D and right. Vinny situation.
It's right. Like they're calling them Ubers to go and taxi cabs. You know?
Yeah, like 6 in the morning. Yeah. Yeah, you got to go. And then the poor girl, she realizes she's on TV. She's starting to sober up. And yeah, and there we are.
The world's a little bit different than she thought it was.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, because... I was always, I've slept over at many people's houses, but one of the greatest sexual experiences I ever had in my life was I was at a club. I actually went, it was like a lounge. Remember lounges? It was like a lounge, yes. But it was like lounge. And I went after a show, and I was just in T-shirt and Dickies, and everyone was like dressed up in this... now would be considered an older woman. She's probably 40. I was probably 24. And I just was by myself because I knew the owner. And I was just by myself. And she was like, hey, are you famous? And I'm like, why? And she's like, because you're dressed the way you're dressed. And I'm like, nah, I'm not famous. And she said, long story short, she goes, let's go back to your place. She had a Mercedes. We drove back to my place. My place was a total disaster. I said, do you want a glass of wine? She goes, no. She goes, you know why I'm here. So we have sex. And then the next morning she goes, or right after we have sex, she goes, I'm sorry. I got to go home and feed my cats. I got to go.
Wow.
And so, or feed my cat. And so she left. And then I finally called her. She gave me a business card. I finally called her like 3 months later and she was like, darling, oh, I would love to hang out, but I'm in Miami right now. And she, everyone at the table went, woo, hey, friend. And I was like, oh, look at that.
She was a cougar.
Yeah, she was right. She was all right.
But there are nowadays, women are more concerned about their career than they are about men. Like you go out now, it's about, hey, what do you do? What you got for me? You know, it's not about, hey, so where you're from, what do you do? No, it's what do you do for work?
Huh.
What can you do for me?
Oh,
that's what it's like.
That's what you're hearing?
I've seen it. I've
really?
Seen it. Dude, I watched my buddy go up to one girl one day, and the girl just flat out goes, my boyfriend, you know, has a purple heart. What can you offer me? You know? And I was like, whoa, dude, you can't hit. You can't match up with that, bro.
But what's the purple heart do for her?
Boy, that's for her man. You know, he's
something she can brag on.
Yeah.
But that's something that, I mean, God bless all the purple hearts, but that's something that happened in the past.
No, it doesn't. Like,
it's not a salary you could draw from it, I understand. But still, I think that's more about bragging rights to your buddy, exactly. To your girlfriends than anything else. Does your boyfriend have a purple heart?
Are there girls listening? 617-779-0985. I mean, this is not...
And I'm not trashing on women by any means.
No, nor am I trashing on purple hearts. Okay. But I'm saying, no, neither of us are trashing on anyone. This is just... I'm questioning if a purple heart, the way that you're framing it, would be like, my boyfriend has a purple heart. Maybe that's just a very inventive way of going, my boyfriend's a war hero, get out of here.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, well, how are you going to beat that,
well,
bro?
Well, see, I think you're misunderstanding it. I think that you're saying, you're putting it as her boyfriend could do something for her. I think she's saying,
my boyfriend's a war hero, which she's probably making up, but my boyfriend's a war hero, get out of here. Like, because he'll have to.
Well, yeah.
Because when you know someone's a Purple Heart, then you have to go, oh, yeah. I don't want to, you know,
sorry, disrespect. Surrender, man.
Yeah, I don't want to disrespect the girlfriend of someone who has served and been injured in a war or doing military exercises. But, yeah, I don't know if that's. Because having dated. Jappy girls and things of that nature, I can tell you that
both of us.
Now the biggest thing these days is
that would not. Let's put it this way: my wife wouldn't have been like, "Ooh, a Purple Heart." My wife would have been like, "Okay, whatever."
You're what in the kind military. Of car do you drive?
So the one thing these days, guys, you got to be careful of is filters, man. There are these filters. Yes. We don't use them, right? We're just.
I don't even know how.
I don't either. I don't know how to use a filter.
Neither do I.
But you know, women know how to use a certain filter. Men too, where they can just kind of doctor up, you know, anything.
Well, I can tell you where a filter is the worst is that there can be a girl with there. It's funny because there can be a girl who's got a great body and a seemingly an attractive face, and you would still have sex with her, but she has something that's not right. And not a deformity or anything, but like her teeth are too short or something where you can tell she's from bad upbringing, like something that like is genetically like a little bit off. Like you can kind of tell like if a girl's like trash.
Like a dirt road girl? Like a dirt road girl?
Like a mutant, like a dirt road. But the thing that, because you can kind of hide being heavy, but, you know, whatever. I mean, you're meeting a Tinder
date. Well,
there's
the side angle, too, now, if you heard that one.
But what I'm saying is what a filter can really take out is that, like, little white trashy thing that you're okay. Like, that can take that out pretty quickly.
Mm.
Because I used to talk about this with my friends. It's like, how do I know that this girl is, like, kind of trash? And there's something about that girl. And it would be, like, her teeth are too short or...
The hair is just a little too white.
No. It's not anything that they've done to themselves. It's like a genetic thing that you can tell. So that's the filter. It could filter that out. But then again, I mean, listen, I've had so many seemingly loose women turn me down in my day. There's no tomorrow. But then again, I look back now that I've been sober for a while, and I look back and I'm like, wow, I was just so wasted all the time. I mean, it was really fun, but I can imagine that.
You think if you were more coherent, you might have been able to maybe get a little more action?
I think that probably girls were like, wow, these guys are just like a mess right now. Like, what do I want to? Like, swingers has been on a lot, and you know what? Swingers, and it's the worst. When Favreau dances with Heather Graham and his two friends are wasted, and Vince Vaughn is like absolutely wasted, and he's like, little boy, like,
dude, it's on, check him out.
Like, he ends up alone that night because he was just wasted,
right?
But normally he could finesse and things of that nature.
Sure.
So I think that a lot of that, you know. And also when you're bars close at 4 and the bartender lets you hang out while they clean up, and you know it's 6 o'clock in the morning and you got girls with you, that's probably not the best time. The lights have come on, they see what you look like.
It's true too.
Dana, go ahead.
Good morning. From a 25-year-old, nowadays we call him a butterface. You know,
I know about that.
That's not just 25-year-olds.
But yeah, that's older than me, and I'm 45. No, it's not even a butterface. It's something that you're like, why is this? Everything is pointing to this girl being like super like modelly hot, but something is off. There's something off about her. It's not a butterface. A butterface is great. There's nothing wrong with that.
But there are times where...
I'll go back to a butterface more than once.
There are times that you know that's the case and you still press forward because you really want to press forward.
Every time.
I mean, but yeah. I mean, a very good friend of mine likes to tell a story where he dated someone who went out on a date with a girl who was really hot, but the entire night there was something in the back of his mind. It's like, something's going on. It's not wrong. And he finally, at the end of the night, was like, all right, I can't. That's it. This woman proceeded to take off her dress, knock him down, sit on his back, and try and strangle him with it in the parking lot of a Denny's. I'm not making this up. This actually happened.
Wow.
She took off her dress. He was prone on the ground. She put her dress under his neck and lifted and tried to strangle him.
Now,
the cops had to be called.
Why?
Because he rejected her at the end of the night.
Oof.
Well, so it turns out the radar was 100% dead on.
You made a very good. No girl's ever liked me that much.
We've gone full circle here, but there are people who like to stay and cuddle, I think. And I also think that there's multiple things. There's the filters, and then there's the side angle on some females and males, too.
But sometimes the side angle can show you just what's cooking.
Well, but what I mean is it doesn't show your lower body.
But a side angle can also show you that the breast to waist ratio very well. That can happen. No, but I don't mind if I never minded if a girl wanted to hang out after we had sex. But if I was at someone's house and there was a family there.
Oh yeah, I'm out.
I mean, I would have been out. Then my whole point.
Out the back door.
Yeah, my whole point wasn't. Why'd he stay just in general with my sister-in-law? My point was, dude, you're at a house with like old people, like grandparents, like get out of there. Like who wants to deal with that the next day? Just to like come out and basically announce I had sex the first night I met your sister-in-law. I don't even know if they had sex, but you know, I spent the night. Cause the best case scenario is I was too drunk to go home. And, you know, like, so there's no place where you're coming out looking like a hero out of that. And you know it's just going to cause problems. And then he hung out, like, all day.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're just like, dude, why do you want to stay here? Like, why do you want to, like, this isn't, like, why, you've already spent the night. Like, it's over. Like, why would you want to spend the day? Wouldn't you rather do anything else? Like, go home. It's your day off. Go home, sleep. Go home, you know, hang out with your friends. Go home and sit and look at the wall. Well, you know, we didn't even have a pool. It's just like a backyard. It's like, why do you want to, like, just hang out? What's wrong with you? It's not fun. Like, my kids were little. It's like, why do you want to be here? I don't know. But, you know, a lot of things happened that trip. All right, we'll be back. N'Keal Harry. A little bit of media beef going on. Also, talk a little bit about what happened on Sunday night football or Thursday night football last night.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
Oh, the playoff path burns bright. Last night, the Vegas Raiders looking to put some distance between them and the playoff-bound New England Patriots, but they hit a snag, starting with Derek Carr.
Carr is up underneath center. It's from the Chargers' 2-yard line. Short drop, looking to the right, can't find a receiver on the run. Carr's going to take it out of bounds, and he hurt himself. Carr is hurt. He is injured. I believe it's a groin injury as he limped off. He is on the far side. The camera's covering. I believe we will have to see Marcus Mariota as he was running and pointing to Witten to move, he pulled the left groin area.
That's right. And by the way, Brett Musburger taking time off from his retirement in Vegas to just pop in and do the home Raider games.
Well, he's been doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But what a life that is. You know, all you have to do is drive up the strip to that stadium and go.
Brett Musburger runs VSiN, which is a gamble. He's now he's all gambling now.
No, I know. That's what I just said. Yeah. Is he taking time off from his gambling?
Yeah, he retired.
No. My point is, other than doing, it shouldn't be this complicated. My point is, other than doing, instead of doing national broadcast, Brett Musburger has moved to L.A., or to Vegas, rather, mm-hmm. where he's a full-time gambling man. Yeah. And so just almost to keep his, just as a hobby, he does these home Raider games.
It's awesome.
That was my whole point. But no, I can't think of anything I would less like to do than retire to Vegas. But that, to you, would that be a dream, Joe?
Yeah. For Brett Musburger, too? Dude, if I could do Vegas radio and gamble all day, hell yeah. I'd probably get my own like spot at a casino. You know what I mean? Everyone would know me. It'd just, you know, be like going to the Kowloon 24/7.
You
know,
you got a specific casino picked out?
There's a few that I like. I like the Palms a lot. Okay. I like the Hard Rock, even though it's off the strip.
Yeah, the Hard Rock used
Rhinos
to be
across the street.
The Hard Rock used to be one of the cool places.
Yeah.
The Hard Rock used to be one of the, it was that and what was the one that was right there? There was the one that our old PD stayed at, the Orleans, that had hot dog carts.
he was really pumped about those.
Yeah, absolutely he was. He was at the Orleans.
Yeah, I think anything near Circus Circus, though, you have to get away from. I stayed at the Sahara recently.
That's old Vegas, right?
Not really old, but it's just that side of Circus Circus is a disaster.
Yeah.
Great steakhouse,
traffic
though.
Sucks. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Circus Circus. I've never been in it, but, yeah, apparently they have this, like, world-class steakhouse.
They do.
For no
I've
reason.
Been there. But unfortunately, to get to the steakhouse, you have to walk across the main floor, which is a problem.
Yeah.
That's a big problem. Once you get to the steakhouse, the food is fantastic.
So, Joe, you would want to just retire and spend all day in a casino?
Well, first, I'd like a job. But yes, second, I then would like to retire. Yeah, I'd either retire in Vegas or Hawaii. Yeah.
Well, there's a big difference. Well, Hawaii, you would be there for the natural splendor and the culture.
Yeah.
In Vegas, you would just be living in a casino.
If I had a chance to call Hawaii football games and live there, I would.
They're different.
But if I had a chance to go to Vegas and call Vegas football games, like I'd call UNLV and Nevada and all them. I'll call the whole Mountain West if they want me to. If I could live in Vegas, I'd do it.
You'd have enough money to gamble right, 3 days a year.
I would need a sponsorship.
You would. But I can't think of anything more depressing, in my opinion, than spending an eternity in Vegas just gambling constantly.
Think about it. We were on your show yesterday morning. We gave out Wagner. It hit. Like, this was from yesterday, like all night. There were literally games on until midnight last night. I was snowed in gambling on basketball and football all night long.
So the dream would be to be at a sports book like all day or
the buffet, if there are buffets.
Oh, there'll be buffets
eventually.
You can't tell the American people not to have a buffet.
We can't get rid of the buffet. That's like one thing.
No, that is not. Another thing is going to change. It's the freedom, free will, my friend. It's people's choice. I mean, people are, you know, the government's try to cut into our free will a little bit, but they're never going to take away the buffet. And I'm not being sarcastic. They won't. They might in Boston. They might in New York. But if you think Vegas is going to get away from the buffet, you got another thing coming. And I hope they never get rid of the Easter buffet at the hotel that we go to. That wasn't open last year. The one in the financial district. Oh, beautiful buffet. Mm. Best buffet I've ever had.
Really?
Oh, fantastic.
I'm a fan of the buffet, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Easter buffet, it's...
Do you go up in school, or do they serve you?
No, you go up.
So you go up and do it, okay.
I mean, it's not a buffet, like, under, like, a sneeze guard. I mean, like, it's a huge thing with oysters and crab and sushi and an omelet station and things of that nature.
That's great.
Brian, go ahead.
Can you imagine how awesome Joe Murray on Vegas radio would be? He'd just be interviewing strippers and Mark Slaughter all day.
I mean, that's true. Mark Slaughter, they are from Vegas. Dana Strum played for Alice Cooper. These are all, by the way.
Whoever comes into town, I'd be like, let's get him on. You know, who's in this week?
You know who works in Vegas that has that kind of radio show? Apparently works for VSiN, I believe. Sports Talk Matt.
Yeah. So where he doesn't work for VSiN. Yeah.
He doesn't work for VSiN?
I will not speak on him.
Okay.
Sports Talk
Matt is so talented.
I was unaware there was beef. I apologize. You see the face? He's not happy.
All right. If you don't know Sports Talk Matt, he was the guy who came down hard on Rich and I for...
The Bobby Valentine.
For Rich going and...
You know, Bobby, the Yankees are in town. What do you think?
Sports Talk Matt did not like that one.
No.
Hey, Bobby, you know, the Yankees are in town. Bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. Yeah, what do you think?
That was Sports Talk Matt's idea of how to handle the press conference.
So now he's
in
Vegas.
I'd be thrilled if Gordon Eads wrote about me.
That was his sidekick. Yeah.
He's in Vegas. He does a gambling show.
He does a gambling... He's not good at
it? It's on Sports Map. Radio.
Sports Map Radio.
It used to be SB Nation, I think it used to be.
Oh, SB Nation. Okay. Now we're talking.
It's like
he's got a studio in a casino.
I do have friends who work there, so I don't want
to. You have friends that work there.
There's a problem here.
These are a bunch of things I've never heard of.
Has he done you wrong in some way, shape, or form?
You know what? Really, he hasn't.
So why do you have a problem?
Because he took Joe's thing.
I don't know. I just feel like anything I say, he has he doesn't like what I say.
So?
So I don't care.
Well, go with your instinct, because he didn't like what Rich and I said.
It was not Rich, by the way, who went off. It was the other Yahoo.
I worked at a station one time, and he was
I get him confused.
Yeah, he did not. Sports Talk Matt did not like that Rich and I got this job. He did not like it. He did not think we were well informed enough about sports.
We're a bunch of sports yahoos.
Yeah, he said, these guys don't know the first thing. These guys have no business in the sacred position of sports radio.
To steal a line from Bryce Harper, it's a clown question, bro.
Yep, it was a clown question, which was, not the idea. All right, so there you go. So Carr pulls up. Mariota actually has a very good game. Mariota has, he didn't go there to disrupt anything. It was all on the level. Yeah, idiot.
So anyway, the Hawaiian Tebow, yes. He played well.
Yes, indeed. Well, Mariota played very well. Dude. I mean, a beautiful pass. I mean, how about Waller? I mean, Waller.
Dude's nasty. I do have to say this, big Hawaiian side of my family.
Of course.
Next week, we could have Mariota versus Tua.
Hey! Ooh. Are you going to throw a party for this?
I don't know. Is Manti Te'o going to show up? I mean, we might as well get all the Hawaiians.
Well, respect to the 50th state. And but it was not enough, as Herbert said, I am going to win this game.
Season games this year. Who knows how that might have played out. Here's a pick. Pass was behind Zay Jones.
Never mind.
And it's Harris back.
All right, which suffice it to say, that's the wrong question.
That was the Mariota interception that killed his team at the end.
Yes, absolutely.
All wasn't his fault, by the way.
Was not his fault.
Nope. Zay Jones, I believe, went off his hands.
All right, so John Gruden after the game talking about Carr's injury.
I don't believe it's a real tear, but obviously if he can't finish the game, it's got to be pretty significant. The concussion to Renfro hurt us a lot also. We're already missing Ruggs. So it was tough, but I'm really proud of our coaches and our players. We did a lot of good things tonight, but you got to win these tight games, and oftentimes that's a reflection on the head coach.
All right. We will come back and talk. Maybe Derek Carr's time in Vegas could be coming to a close, and what does that mean maybe for the Patriots? Also, N'Keal Harry's agent. Allegedly, but I believe it. I mean, why would the guy lie? Saying some negative things about Cam Newton. We'll have all that for you. And maybe in the new year, my own very own computer to which to play clips off of. We have cameras so Rich can see us, once. But once every month. But maybe a computer right here in front of me. It's got the bracket for it and everything right here.
Yeah.
I could fire off audio because I have my own board, which the whole idea was I could fire some.
You got the bracket there. That's a start.
Yep. And I could load up my own audio and play it, and thereby I wouldn't have to go, hey, Dan, and then Dan wouldn't have to try to mind read where I was going. I could just play it myself.
Sorry. You said let's do the
It's not you. I'm not mad at you.
No, not
at all. It's just. It's
I had the Sports Talk Matt stuff loaded.
It's just, and you could have been pulling Sports Talk Matt while I was talking, and I could have had the game loaded, and I could have been playing the game sound. the way I wanted to do it. Because it's when you're in there with the computer, it's a lot like I might, like I'm at home. This is this yeah. way. Yeah, this way I would have the full control, which is the idea. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Shout out to my Umbala fam, my diabetes fam. Yeah. Careful, party, face,
98.5, The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. This is Sweatshop Boys featuring the guy from the new movie, The Sound of Metal, where he plays a... He was also in Star Wars, one of the Star Wars. I don't know what he does in the Star Wars. All right, so we played the highlight. Marcus Mariota, very good last night. Raiders lose, though, leaving open.
How does that leave the door open?
Because they lost, and it's one. Now they're only a half a game better.
But they don't have a playoff spot, the Raiders.
But another team is eliminated from their radar.
Ah, I see.
But nonetheless, there you go. So you had Carr go down, which leads to the question. Is Carr the future of your Las Vegas Raiders? And if he is not, would John Gruden make a deal with the Patriots? And would the Patriots be interested in Carr? Because now there are interesting names. Because now there's a Matthew Stafford with the new regime in Detroit who could be traded. There is a Carr, younger, less miles on him, less injuries. Except for last night. But Gruden said he didn't think it was a tear.
It was a groin.
Yeah. So you have that. Stafford might tough it out this weekend and play. Yeah, you don't
there'll
know.
Be an Alex Smith on the table. Jimmy Garoppolo could be available at one
right.
point.
So
you could trade for Gardner Minshew.
No.
Why would
no.
you?
No. Oh, yeah. Why? No.
Why not? What's he going to get? Sixth round pick? Minshew can play, guys. Yeah, Minshew can play.
He had his run last year. How's he been this year?
He got benched, but he's been better since he's gone.
Well, I mean, he got benched by Jacksonville.
Yeah, but they don't want to win. That's why they benched him.
They want to win. They're playing hard.
The Jaguars, they yes. do cover. You're right about that.
They're playing hard. I mean, that's the thing is that's why they haven't fired their coach yet is because they've been playing hard. The team has not quit on him.
Yeah.
The Jets didn't quit on Gase.
I think Minshew can play.
Probably now.
I do not want that guy at all.
He's got a great mustache, too.
That's the only reason he's getting any attention. If he had no facial hair, no one would
care
about
him. Oh, no,
dude.
At Washington State, he was unreal.
There are a lot of college quarterbacks that are unreal that can't play the NFL.
When he played, he plays well. Keeps his team in games. He does.
He is a guy who is an NFL quarterback, and that's it.
Okay, I think he could be coached up.
I don't think he has any future. Wait, once he leaves Jacksonville and doesn't start again, you will never hear.
I think he's better than Cam Newton.
That's really bold considering.
Jeez, we need an upgrade, don't we?
All right,
but Joe, okay, so what you're saying is that, but if you got Minshew, because Minshew's very young, if you got Minshew, you were saying that this would be the quarterback of the future, or this would be a bridge quarterback?
I think if they got Minshew, they'd probably draft a kid.
Yes. Well, I think you draft a kid. You have to draft a kid no matter what.
I think they got to draft two guys. But yeah, so where are you going with this, Fred? I saw Bedard write something last night about he's from Boston Sports Journal. He mentioned that, oh, here comes Mariota, like Derek Carr's time is done. We know that Gruden and Carr have had some issues in the past.
Yes.
I still don't know if Carr's the guy. At times, though, Carr throws a good deep ball. He's tough as nails. He can move. I think he's a good quarterback. Now, maybe good is strong, but I think he's an above-average quarterback in the NFL. Still under 30 years old, puts up good numbers, and he's been part of a playoff situation. So I think that's a guy that you could build on. The Raiders' defense was absolutely terrible last night. They fired their coordinator last week. Rod Marinelli could do nothing yesterday. They're putrid. Like, they got a lead in overtime and lost.
But Rod Marinelli is a great head coach. You just put him on your team and let them go.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Like, I was fired up. There were times he was trying to fire up that D. They sucked. Their secondary was brutal. So all I could think of was, would you ever consider a Stephon Gilmore for Derek Carr?
And you think that could be done straight up?
I only say it because of the money.
I don't know what the Raiders cap situation is, but the Patriots can certainly do that.
And the
Patriots would do that. Of course they would do that, because you're getting rid of a guy with 1 year left in a deal that he won't play for. So you're essentially just giving Vegas the right to negotiate with Stephon Gilmore exclusively.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to give you a guy, a young quarterback with this amount of experience in the league, and you're going to return me negotiating rights to a corner that's in his 30s, no way.
Yeah, but they'll pay him.
I understand that they'd pay him, but you're going to have to give me a lot more than Stephon Gilmore. You're going to have to throw in You're going to have to throw in picks.
Give him Julian Edelman. I don't care.
Well, they're not going to want Julian Edelman. Again, you're just going, here's a bunch of trash. No, you're saying, here's Stephon Gilmore. You can negotiate with him, and then we'll give you, what, a 2 and a 4?
All I'm trying to say is, if you look at the two salaries, they're both. John, what did you say was left over on Carr's deal?
He's got 2 years left. It was a 5-year, $125 million deal.
You still don't understand what I'm saying. Stephon Gilmore is not enough to get you Derek Carr. You're going to have to. And so therein lies the question. What you'd have to give up for. Take Stephon Gilmore out of it. It's all about picks. So, because they're not going to deal for a 30-something-year-old corner and give up the starting quarterback for their franchise. 30-something-year-old
quarterback?
Yeah, they're not going to do that. That's not a trade that would happen. That's not how the NFL works.
I don't know, man.
If I'm the Patriots and you're rebuilding, which they are, I don't give away ones and twos. But anything else is on the table.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that for Carr or Stafford, you'd have to give up two, at least a two. And by the way, they lost a 3, if you recall, because they couldn't get enough taping. They love to tape. So, I mean, you're giving up picks, so that's the question. Now, Minshew, if you're serious about wanting Minshew, yeah, you could probably give up.
Sixth-round pick, yeah.
Yeah, like a third and a seventh.
I think you might have to. He's probably a fifth or sixth.
I don't know about that. Again, it's a quarterback with NFL experience. Put it this way, if Minshew was in the draft this year, would he be a sixth-round pick? If Minshew was in the draft this year, he'd probably be a third-round pick.
Fourth, yeah.
So I would say a third and a seventh, because he had the NFL experience.
Yeah. All I'm throwing out there is they need help on defense. Stephon Gilmore will be available.
I understand that, but it's not someone that you would trade a starting quarterback in the NFL for.
Maybe they don't like Carr. Maybe they want to get better on defense.
I understand that. But again, if it was like a Jalen Ramsey or something, then I'd go, okay. But if it's a 32-year-old corner with a year on his deal, again, that he won't play for, and he's going to want a big contract, which is going to be deteriorating value, certainly on the back end for sure, Stephon Gilmore's been good this year.
You have to hope Mark Davis steps in. You got to hope Mark Davis steps in and goes, yep, I want that guy and all the Tootsie Roll Pops you can give me.
I love the Gilmore girls. Give me the Gilmore fella. Yeah, they have witty repartee.
I think Gilmore would be very good on Oakland.
But you're missing the point. Fred is saying he'll be good for 2 years, but
yeah.
Anyone who's competent that's running that front office is going to say he's going to command a lot of money, and after the age of 32 or 33, he's not a lockdown
Carr
corner
might not
anymore.
Be the guy. So you're moving on from that money. We're not going to pay him.
But another team.
But another team would give
valuable.
You more. You're not in a bubble. You're not trading.
They're
going to
get better
cards.
On defense, so they're going to give up their quarterback that they no longer want to pay.
Yes, but if I could give up, I could keep my quarterback because I don't know who else I have. I don't know if I want to play Mariota. You're going to have to give the Raiders something that makes them go, huh? Yes.
Okay.
This helps me because they want to win now. Gruden wants to win now. So you have to give them something where they go, all right, this will improve our franchise enough that the absence of Carr, this mitigates the loss of Carr. And a 32-year-old corner doesn't do that.
All right. What's more valuable, Joe, in this league, knowing what you know about the building blocks to success, a quarterback who is middle of the road in between 10 and 15, best in the league, who's still in his late 20s and has 5, 6, 7 years left, or a cover corner who is fantastic but depreciating?
I think the most important...
Well, answer that question first.
I think the most important positions in football are quarterback, corner, and defensive end.
Probably in that order. So the quarterback is more valuable. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't think they want him to be a part of the offense anymore.
But they don't have to tell the Patriots that. They don't have to tell. Gruden can say, no, right, Derek Carr's my guy.
You guys don't like it, I'm throwing it out.
Plus no, this is called a conversation, Joe. I don't necessarily like the idea. I'm saying the Raiders may not want Carr. You may be right about
that.
But they can also say,
we need a quarterback.
But they're not going to tell the Patriots that. They're going to drive up the price. The Patriots aren't going to get this one for one.
Or Washington, could say, hey, we want a quarterback. Or the Jets could say, we don't want to play a rookie right away. Or, I mean, there's a million teams that could come in and say that they want a quarterback.
The price is going to be high because Carr is a viable option. You can plug him in and he will play for you if you choose to keep him for 4, 5, 6 years.
Would you rather give up a second round pick and, let's say, Gilmore for Carr instead of drafting a kid you don't know about?
No, I would draft the kid.
I would draft the kid, too.
I would draft the kid.
Because Carr's not that. Now, having said all of that, Carr's not the starter on a Super Bowl champion. No chance.
And also, I'm not in the business of on the Patriots of giving up picks right now.
But you'll do it for Stafford.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Trying
to say who you would do it for.
Any trade you make right now is for a bridge quarterback to the next guy.
Right.
So you're not giving up a second round pick. In general.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
So Minshew, actually, from what you say, makes the most sense if they wanted to bring in a bridge quarterback. Is Minshew makes sense? Is because I wouldn't have to give up much. I'd give up a third round pick for a bridge quarterback. Because, listen, the teams I follow, their third-round picks are useless. I mean, they're garbage.
Or you can just throw money at Fitzpatrick and just call it a day.
Yeah.
Give him $7 million and say, here you go, bud.
Yeah. But, I mean, for the people out there that go, you know, I want them to be consistently successful. I want them to do all these things. Then Carr and Stafford come into the picture. But no, if I'm the Patriots, I'm being realistic about the situation. I'm saying I'm not winning a Super Bowl anytime soon, and I got to get serious about, you know, hoarding picks, taking quarterbacks, waiting to hit on a quarterback. And if I want a bridge guy, I think Minshew's terrible. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you can get a kid that would come in. And then also when you draft a quarterback and they're playing behind Minshew, it's not something where there's going to be a lot of controversy where, it's Brady not dealing with Garoppolo. It's Favre not dealing with Rodgers. I mean, you're going to have a kid that knows you play, play it our way. You'll continue to make money. You'll be in the organization. We'll try to make you look as good as possible. All right, so we'll be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.